Parshas Naso is the longest parsha in the Torah. And it has 176 verses. Kufayin Vav. Now, the central point of Parshas Naso is Birkas Kohanim, is the blessing of the Kohanim, which concludes with Shalom, peace. So the whole Parsha revolves around the concept of peace. I'm going to show you every part of the Sedra, every inyan, every what's the word I'm looking for? Well, a topic. Thank you. Very good. Forgetting my English. I think I'm forgetting everything. Every topic in the Parsha deals with another aspect of Shalom. In fact, the Birkas Kohanim starts with the word Ko. Ko Savarchu as B'nai Yisrael. And the word Ko is 25 in Gematria. If you add that to Naso, right, 25 to the word Naso, you get Shalom. You get Shalom. There's only one problem. Esav in Gematria is also Shalom. So you have to have an idea why this is very nice Shalom, but Esav is also Shalom.
Esav Yasui. Yasui Mushlam.
So okay, hold on, we'll see in a second what the idea is. But it fits with that what you said. First of all, we have to decide what Shalom is, and then we can show how all the topics in the Sedra revolve around the concept of Shalom. Most people think Shalom means peace, serenity, no arguments, everybody is just happy and serene and sedated or whatever, and that's Shalom. That's not Shalom. I'll prove it to you. We know that David HaMelech was not able to build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were full of the blood of war, of killing. He killed a lot of people. And bloody hands can't build a building of peace. Okay, that's what we normally think. There's a medrash that says just the opposite. The medrash says that the Rabbanu Shalom told David the following: I can't let you build the Beis HaMikdash, because if you build the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be eternal. And I can't have an eternal Beis HaMikdash on the level the Jewish people are on now, because they're still going to sin. And if they sin and I can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to have to destroy them. So therefore, I can't have an eternal Beis HaMikdash. Now, Shlomo's going to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. If he builds it, it will not be eternal. But if you build it, it'll be eternal. Now that seems to contradict this idea. His hands are full of blood. The answer is the word Shalom means shlemus, perfection, completion. Perfection in this world, except by God, is not the domain of any individual thing. There's no individual perfection in this world. Perfection is many things uniting under God. That's perfection. Each thing doing its unique part. And therefore, the more that you bring perfection to the world, the more there's Shalom. Rishoyim ein Shalom Amar Hashem LaRasha. Rishoyim destroy the perfection of the world. And sometimes the only way to bring perfection is to destroy the Rasha. Sometimes you can rehabilitate the Rasha. But if you can't, then the only way is to get rid of it. Because if you don't, you're destroying the perfection of the world. So sometimes fighting and even killing is Shalom. It brings perfection to the world. Neville Chamberlain wanted to bring peace to the world by appeasing Hitler. He said he brought destruction to the world. Had he blown Hitler's brains out, right, then maybe he would have brought peace to the world in his lifetime. Peace sometimes necessitates drastic actions in getting rid of those things that prevent perfection. David HaMelech killed Rishoyim. He brought perfection to the world in a very active way. Shlomo HaMelech there was no need to do anything. He had a passive Shalom. Passive Shalom can't bring eternal. Only active Shalom can. That's a mistake they're making today. Obama, Machshem of Zichra. What's it called? Really, he deserves it already. You see, Mamish, what this person is. Be a Tzora Gedola, right? He should, Yitz Hashem, follow in the footsteps of Abraham Lincoln. The Highlands Hakim or Burmese. No, I didn't say he should liberate the slaves. I didn't say sometimes, right, appeasing wicked people does not bring peace. So peace means where everything works together. Nothing is perfect. Everything is a shituf pu'ula, is a team effort. In the physical world, no one thing can be perfect. You need a lot of things working together. In the spiritual world, we always say, there's mitzvahs for men, mitzvahs for women, mitzvahs for kohanim. Unless everybody's doing their part, we don't have a complete Torah. Complete Torah is only when everybody works together. No one person can have everything. Everything, everybody working together. So therefore, the parsha of Shalom starts out with the first topic. Noso is b'nei Gershon gamhen. Gershon had the most unimportant role amongst the Levim. They carried the more everyday things in the Mishkan, not the Aron and the, but count them too, because without them there's no perfection. Everybody's role is important. That's the first lesson in Shalom. Everybody's important. Because you can't have perfection without everybody, even what seems to be a small, unimportant role. That's also important. Because without them, there's no perfection. Then comes the next parasha, Shiluach HaTmeim. There are people who are Tomei, right, a Zov, a Metzora. They have to be sent out of the camp. Why? Because sometimes there are people who prevent perfection because they are not good people. The tomb over here represents Tsaruah, Zov, the Tomei Lenefesh, is people who are jealous, people who are looking for COVID, and people who, what's it called, have taiva. Each of these tumas represent different roots of sin. The sinners, get rid of them. Send them out of the camp, because they're going to destroy perfection. But the next parsha is tshuva. Don't get rid of them for good. Give them a chance to repent. They don't repent, then you have to get rid of them. But give them a chance to repent too. Next comes the parsha of Sota. Sota is to bring Shalom Bayis. You want peace in the world, have peace in your home. Husband and wife. Right? Ish v'isha shchina shruya b'nei. If the husband and wife have peace between them, they work, each one does their job properly, right, then God's presence is there. If not, it's fire. So before you can have perfection in the world, have perfection, Shalom Bayis, in your house. And then Nazir. Nazir is somebody who has no peace within himself. His physical side and spiritual side don't mesh. So he has to get rid of wine for a while, right, in order that his physical side and spiritual side should mesh. The wine brings out either the best in a person or the worst in a person. So if he can't mesh his physical and spiritual side, stop drinking the wine for a while. So first, then you have to have peace and harmony. That's the word. Shalom means harmony. You need harmony in your home, you need harmony with yourself. Then you can have the bracha of Shalom. Brachas only help if you have the wherewithal. If you have no Shalom bias and you can't have no harmony within yourself, no bracha is going to help. Now you have the basis, bracha can increase that. Bracha means an increase. If you try to increase nothing, you get zero. You have to have something to have an increase on. Then the bracha of the Kohanim comes. Once you have that bracha, next comes God's Shechina into the Mishkan. Because then there's perfection. And then every person can do the same thing as somebody else. But he does it a little bit different, a little different time, right? The Nesiyim, everybody brought the same carbon. Somebody once told me they were a carbon copy of each other, right? That only people can appreciate who are a little bit older. I told this once to a bunch of teenagers. What's carbon copy? Heard of it. In any case, so each one did the same thing, but they did it a different day with a little bit different intention. Everybody's important, and even doing the same thing is harmony, is because everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing their part a little bit differently. That is the parsha of Shalom. That's Shlemus. Perfection that comes from harmony, from a team effort, and all of the topics in Noso. And that's why it's the longest parsha, because the hardest thing to get is this kind of perfection. Right? Shalom is the most controversial topic to speak about. Right? It's hard to have shalom in this world. They have harmony and perfection, and that is the ideal. It says the Torah was given only to bring shalom to the world. And that's why Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Right? That's the whole purpose of the Torah. To bring perfection to the world, to teach each person what their part is, what their role is in that team effort. So that also is the parasha that follows Shavuos, the purpose of Torah, the biggest parasha, the longest parasha, and all of the topics somehow surround this concept of perfection, harmony, and team effort. Amen.